Now, this morning's collect prompted the theme for today's reflection, as it highlights the role of the Holy Spirit as the enabler for the disciples to spread the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ beyond the borders of the Jewish faith. Last week, we saw how Peter came to know that Jesus' work on the cross was done for all. That is, all who accept the prompting of the Holy Spirit and ask Jesus to come into their lives. Peter's sharing his vision and his obedience to answer the call to come and explain the work of Jesus for their salvation. Peter told them about what happened after their confession of faith. Remember last week we said Peter got wrapped over the knuckles because he went and spoke to the non-Jews. Now the Holy Spirit came upon the Gentiles as the Holy Spirit as it had to the Jews on the day of Pentecost. Now today we focus on the outcome of Paul's experience of God's intervention through a vision of calling to come to Macedonia. Paul had first-hand experience of God's call on his life on the road to Damascus. His conversion led to his being commissioned to be God's messenger to spread the gospel beyond the Jews. Paul and his companions willingly had set out for Macedonia in response to the vision and the call to spread the gospel into new territory. 3 days' travel brought them to the city of Philippi. At the time, Philippi was a significant city and a Roman colony. It was a Roman colony because the head of the Roman Empire, the emperor, had set that up as a rest place for his soldiers. So it was pretty much a Roman town, despite the fact it wasn't in Roman territory yet, other than by conquest. Now, once there in a new place, it was Paul's policy of first meeting with Jews on the Sabbath. Now, this didn't happen this time. Planting of the Christian church in Roman territory did not exactly follow his plan. Paul and those went with him, looking for a group gathering for prayer, assumed that they would be Jews. Now, it's interesting to note that the location of those gathered for prayer were outside the city gates. Mainly, I think, because within the gates there was the regiment that the Roman Emperor, Within the gates there was a requirement that the Roman Emperor was one who was worshipped as God in the rest of the Roman Empire. Instead of a group of Jews, Paul came across a group of women who, though not Jews, had gathered together to pray to the Jewish deity. Paul and his supporters sat down and shared the message of Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. Among the women gathered for prayer was a unique woman, Lydia by name, and I quote, who was a worshipper of God. She was a woman of means and was in charge of her household, which traditionally was the role of a man. Now, Paul W. Walaski, I think that's how you pronounce his surname, identified two interesting aspects of this particular meeting. And I quote him, Paul sat down to speak. Now that is the typical posture of a teacher at work. And, he added, it's a bit of surprise that this well-known Pharisee and teacher from Jerusalem would carry on a serious discussion with a group of women. They were down there at that stage. But it certainly was countercultural for its time. God was present in the gathering through the presence of the Holy Spirit. We learn that God has no boundaries when calling people to faith in Jesus. Luke records people coming to faith, including Lydia. The Lord opened their hearts to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. Now she and her household accepted Jesus as Savior and asked to be baptized. Now through Lydia, God had set up the first place of worship in Philippi for Christians because she had invited them into her home. Now, the second Judas, not the one who betrayed Jesus, asked a question as to whether Jesus would be revealing himself only to Jews. Jesus' reply makes it very clear that his answer was no, not to Jews only. Without defining status, gender, ethnicity, or location, Jesus replied, "All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. God's home in us is through the Holy Spirit." One key thing Jesus said includes us as his ambassadors. We are to share our faith. And at the end of Mark, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." Now, Psalm 67 includes a prayer. "May your ways be known throughout the earth, your saving power among every people." Now, this is a call to all of us who own the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. May we take each opportunity that arises to be an ambassador for Jesus, be it through word or action. May we also be ready to act on God's behalf to answer the call, "Come over and help us." Amen.